This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's Hour 5, G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan Rangers pregame is coming up at 6:30 with Sands. It's time now to go around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats. Here's our baseball expert, Wolchuk.
Thank you very much. Rangers looking to get off the schneid, snap this four-game losing skid. Michael Lorenzen on the bump. He's going to be facing Luis Severino of the Mets. Certainly last night did not go the way that we hoped for our Texas Rangers, but we did get some good news. According to Jim Bowden, Max Scherzer will make his 2024 debut on Saturday for the Rangers. So if you're headed out to the ballpark, you will get to see Max Scherzer pitch on Saturday for the Rangers over the weekend. So, hey, I don't know how many innings Scherzer will go. We've got to just be excited and enjoy watching him pitch against the Royals. And that's a good upstart young Royals team, Bobby Witt Jr. in town. But we'll get to see Scherzdog. It's a Scherzday on Saturday for your Rangers. Let's go.
Well, that's epic. You know, hoping for the best from him, especially
can
as
hit?
Verlander goes on IL.
Lorenzen can, again. Like, yeah. I said, maybe that opens up a spot in the rotation. We can just put Lorenzen out there at center field and have him hit as well.
It was a good try to get Scherzer last year, but, I mean, what can he do to help, I think, is a big question right now, and we can hope for the best from him.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just kind of wait and see what you get from Scherzer. Rangers did make some transactions today. Jonah Heim's been activated off the paternity list. Congratulations to him and his family. Jonah back in the lineup. He will be catching today for Lorenzen. He will be hitting seventh. Josh Smith also back in the lineup after missing the last few games with an undisclosed injury. He will be DHing and batting third behind Simeon and Seager. Lowe at first, batting fourth. Langford playing left, batting fifth. Jankowski will be in right field as Adolis Garcia gets the night off for your Texas Rangers.
Well, Chuck, I really hoped we were heading for a dynasty when we won that World Series last year. Yeah, and I just don't know what the hell is going on here as we're coming up on the midway point. Not giving up yet. Now I'm starting to look at CY. My faith in who's here is almost all exhausted. You know, I don't think you turn it around after a half season of suck like we've seen. But I know CY is going to be looking at center field. He's going to be looking at first base. He's going to be looking out of that trade market. And I would almost guarantee he's going to make something exciting happen that, along with the return of Young and the pitchers getting healthy, could totally change what we're looking at here.
Well, and the guy that's in town, I mean, I brought this up to Jared yesterday. One of the hot names is the polar bear, Pete Alonso, who Scherzer knows, former teammate of his there with the Mets. He was barking at him after he drew a walk with Andrew Kisner coming out there in the ninth, having to pitch for the Rangers. But look, Alonso was really good yesterday. Now everybody kind of was against John Gray. Unfortunately, not a good start for Jay Gray, but Pete Alonso, 3-for-5, couple of RBIs to draw that walk, scored a run. So that could be an option at first base and DH. And then Jared dropped Luis Robert, of course, of the Chicago White Sox. It's maybe an outfield prospect. I mean, it's kind of crazy. He's now without Evan Carter. You're looking at maybe adding an outfielder. Otherwise, it seemed like he had a surplus out there, right? You had Carter, you had Langford, you had Leody Taveras, you had Jankowski. So, I mean, it seemed like that's an area, and Adolis Garcia, that you didn't need anybody, but now you're just not getting the production. And then Evan Carter, who knows, with that back, is he going to be able to play much this year at all? So yeah, that is an area of concern where you're looking into this baseball team. One, I'm not getting the offensive production that I was getting a year ago from Adolis Garcia. Leody Taveras has been super streaky. And Wyatt, who we were really hoping was going to help jolt this offense, I mean, he's having those rookie struggles that we were hoping he just wouldn't have. But yeah, I mean, this offense, we've been waiting for them to come out of a slump. But the slump is just really busted.
I've been looking at center field even through the great run and winning it all. Like, this isn't a permanent guy on a dynasty. This is one of those guys who was there early as you turned over from a developmental team to a performance team and happened to win the first World Series with you. But then we made a very significant improvement.
I hear you. Justin Verlander's been placed on the 15-day IL due to neck discomfort. The Astros announced as they've been dealing with tons of injuries to their pitching rotation. And the Yankees, who are getting Gerrit Cole back, and they seem like they've finally been healthy for the majority of the season, their first baseman, Anthony Rizzo, is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with an arm fracture after he left last night's game with a collision at first base. That's according to Ken Rosenthal. So some injury news in Major League Baseball. Now, we do have Mookie Betts.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how long on Mookie?
Oh, man. So he suffered that fractured left hand. I think this could be like up to a month possibly for Mookie Betts. I mean, this could be 6 to 8 weeks, they said, from the LA Times. I know Mookie's going to try and elevate that, try and come back sooner, but you're looking at anywhere from a month to 2 months for Mookie Betts. That's a big, big loss for the Dodgers. And then they also had Yamamoto, their outstanding young pitcher, has been placed in the IL with a strained rotator cuff injury. Man, the rotator cuff. I mean, it seems like every day we're getting a pitcher with a strained rotator cuff in Major League Baseball. So those are big pieces to a couple of contending World Series aspiration clubs that are now going to be out for a significant number of time. We now have the AL All-Star ballot votes. First cycle, they're out, and Nathaniel Lowe has the fifth most votes among first basemen. Ahead of him, leading the way, Vlad Guerrero Jr. of the Blue Jays, Ryan Mountcastle of the O's, Josh Naylor of the Guardians, and Anthony Rizzo of the Yankees. Marcus Semien, second most votes at second base behind Jose Altuve of the Astros. You have third base, Jose Ramirez is leading the way for the Guardians. Josh Young, who started for the American League. There is no Texas Ranger, which includes Josh Smith, that is in the top five among third-place votes. Corey Seager, fourth most votes among shortstops behind Gunnar Henderson, Bobby Witt Jr. And in the outfield, Adolis Garcia has the eighth most votes among outfielders. Jonah Heim, the fifth most votes among catchers in the American League. Josh Young does have the fifth most votes among designated hitters in the American League. So go vote for your Texas Rangers. Get them in the All-Star game. Finally, before we bring in either Matt Hicks or Eric Nadell, because Jared has an event that he's doing. Did you guys see what happened to the Phillies and Orioles game over the weekend? This baby was paused on Sunday afternoon for the most American reason ever. It's the sixth inning, and all of a sudden, you had Phillies reliever who was on the bump, Spencer Turnbull. He steps off the mound. He looks up. There's a fighter jet that is just making a ton of noise and is flying right over the stadium. So they had a fighter jet timeout. Now, This was due to the Maryland Fleet Week, which brings several ships, including U.S. Navy and Coast Guard vessels and the Army Corps of Engineers vessels to Baltimore's iconic harbor.
It's always fun.
We had one of these flyovers happening. So pretty cool deal there. Orioles, Phillies but I've never seen that. Like, you got to stop the game now because we've got this jet flying over.
Do you remember the, they were doing an episode of College Game Day, I guess it was the actual College Game Day, and they were at USC and they were practicing the stealth, flew over like the Rose Bowl. And Pat McAfee was they were talking, and McAfee all of a sudden, his head whips around. He looks up. He goes, "Oh my gosh!" And then the whole set just stopped. And they were like, "Oh my god!" And this, because the stealth was practicing flying over the Rose Bowl while they were there. And they
must have been majestic.
Oh yeah,
it was really cool. The child. It's like,
I used to love flyovers at racetracks. Mm-hmm. You know, they've gotten away from that now. It's too expensive to do, is what they say, but that used to be a big thing.
Yeah, they don't even do that for Daytona. Yeah.
No.
We see some great ones in Surprise because the Blue Angels or something train right down the road. It's pretty sweet. Thank you, Woolchuck, the proper round tripper, brought to you by Uber Eats. And we'll talk Rangers with a member of the broadcast crew coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We're going to chat with Eric Nadell here as the Rangers pregame is coming up in about 11 minutes. He's nice enough to join us. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for your free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com as Eric joins us now here in the Nation. And a good evening, sir. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks, Gavin. You know, Jared normally does this hit, but he had another commitment right now, and he told me that if I did this, he would bring me some barbecue from Pecan Lodge.
Oh.
And he did that, so that was it was an easy decision.
Ooh,
nice to be with
him. Big win. Yeah. Big win. What do you like? What'd you get? Beef rib?
He bought beef ribs, brisket, sausage, and pork ribs. It was a delightful variety.
Beast up there.
Delicious.
Hey, Eric, I was listening to you and Hixie, you were kind of doing trivia about pitchers that hit home runs, the last ones to do.
Oh, yeah.
Do you miss the pitchers hitting?
You know, I miss the fact that there are different rules in the two leagues. You know, I loved the fact that when we would play those interleague games in the National League parks, we would play with their rules and the pitchers
sure.
would hit, even though our pitchers were generally pathetic at swinging
sure.
the bat. Not taking batting practice regularly and, you know, only get to bat a few times a year. I like the fact that there were, you know, two different sets of rules. But if it was only going to be one set of rules, I prefer the DH. You know, I prefer to see some of these players like J.D. Martinez, for example, you know, perfect case, a guy who's not going to play the outfield anymore. See Mitch Garver play for Seattle. You know, I'd rather see a hitter like that play. And forfeit the right to see the pitcher trying to get a bunt down.
Yeah, I go for the entertainment myself. Rangers preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing here with Eric. And your childhood team, the Mets, are playing pretty good here after hitting rock bottom last month. I guess a turnaround is highly possible.
Yeah, they're scoring runs. The one thing they haven't done until now is kind of sync up the pitching and the hitting. You know, they've had weeks where they pitched well, but they didn't hit, and they lost a lot of low-scoring games. And then they've had weeks where they've hit and they haven't pitched well, and they've lost a lot of high-scoring games. But now they seem to have it all together, and I think if they get decent pitching the rest of the way, they've got a pretty good chance of finding their way into a wild card spot. They're not going to catch the Phillies, but they might make it into the playoffs. After that, who knows? They've been very good in close games overall, though, 15-9 in one-run games.
They certainly seem to have a good read on John Gray last night. Did you see anything I saw after the game? I mean, there was certainly frustration from John, but some maybe tipping of the pitches. Were the Mets able to get a good read on him that way?
I don't know. It kind of seemed that way, but it was tough to tell because so many of his pitches were centered in the middle of the strike zone, pitches that are going to get hit whether they've been tipped or not. But the Rangers are looking into that. And, you know, I talked to one of the scouts who normally looks for things like that, and he said he didn't notice anything. But certainly the Rangers are giving that a very close look.
For the Rangers offense, could things get big as far as, you know, changing moves at the deadline if we don't get things turned around in 35 games or so?
Well, it's a good question, you know. And, you know, who are you going to replace? Are you going to try to go out and get a first baseman because Nathaniel Lowe isn't slugging? Are you going to try and get another outfielder, you know, because Leody Taveras isn't hitting very well? After Josh Young comes back, I think you get a better read on where your offense is. And, you know, some of these guys who are in slumps, they're going to come out of it. You know, they're going to eventually get back to some semblance of what the stats are from past years. It's just mind-boggling right now how, with the exception of Josh Smith, you know, every guy on this team is well below the production that they provided last year.
You got the right-hander Luis Severino on the bump for the Mets tonight. How impressive has he been?
Well, he's been great. You know, talking to the people who cover the Mets, they feel that if the All-Star teams were selected today, you know, he would probably be the most likely guy to represent the Mets. You know, he comes in with a 312 earned run average, opposing batters hitting 218 against him. He's been an extreme ground ball pitcher. He's been great with men on base. This is after he had an earned run average over 6 last year in his final year with the Yankees. You know, he was coming back from Tommy John surgery, and clearly he has had a revival this year. And he throws hard, which is a challenge for the Rangers. You know, his average fastball is over 96 miles an hour. That type of velocity has given the Rangers problems.
You're the man, Eric. Thanks for making some time for us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Cheers. There he goes. Hall of Fame voice of your Rangers. You're not dreaming. Here we go. Rangers baseball is 5.5 minutes away. First pitch, 7 o'clock. Let's get some runs. Let's throw some pitches. Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup and Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Thanks to Brian Broaddus and Woolchuck and Schiafalo. I'm Gavin Dawson. And until tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Rangers baseball's next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.